As my daughter got up and danced in front of you, I guess I can say a few words. At school, science was my favourite lesson. It was factual, it was constant. You know, you knew where you were with science. Science gave me all the answers I needed. It explained how we got here, how we survive, how we multiply, how we grow, and how our life is finite. Looking back, I think probably science was a really big security blanket for me. I didn't feel I needed to look too far to justify the non-existence of God. Dinosaurs, tsunamis, evolution, losing people that we love. All points that I felt justified the non-existence of God. It's not that I had an issue with Christianity or any other religion for that matter. It's just that for me, the existence of God and the existence of the things that I've just mentioned just didn't really go together. They couldn't coexist. This isn't to say that Christianity hasn't been in my life, even if it has been indirectly. My brother Simon has been Christian ever since I can remember, and my sister Jane became Christian a few years back. Thanks. Both of these were difficult things for me to deal with. Because I wasn't Christian, I felt guilty, I suppose, that I wasn't following in the sort of family tradition, if you like. I love both of them very much and just really felt like the black sheep of the family. So what happened? So, you know, how I got to this point? Well, really the turning point came on a trip to California back in 2004. We'd gone over to California to spend some time with family. And while we were there, we went on a Christian retreat. It was a camping retreat in a national park just on the outskirts of San Diego. While there, Andrea, my wife, had an experience which really changed her life forever. She discovered drive-through Krispy Kreme donuts. One night while we were camping, God met with her and spoke to her and, I say, changed her life forever. That experience is Andrew's story to tell, but I believe what that did was create a chain of events which have led me to this point. Andrew couldn't ignore the experience that she'd had and started attending the King's Arms. I, however, could quite easily ignore the experience she's had and didn't come to church. After a while, the kids started coming to church, and eventually I would come on occasion just to prove to myself, really, that, you know, everyone at church was mad, sandal-wearing hippies, really. But I was wrong. I was totally wrong, because some people actually wore quite normal shoes. Over time, I began to attend church more and more, built up relationships, and made lifelong friends. I attended an Alpha course, and then I attended another one. I joined a small group, and I think all through this time, really, I was absorbing Christianity without really knowing it. So, why baptism now? Well, the honest answer is that I don't have a reason not to get baptized. For a long time, I'd said no to baptism because I felt a bit like a fraud. I believe in God. I believe God loves me, and I believe that Jesus died for me. But I don't believe that I've ever felt the presence of God or his love. And that was what held me back. I felt I must be doing something wrong. I also felt the idea of baptism was kind of the final stage. It was kind of like saying that I'd arrived, and I knew that I hadn't. I knew I had a long way to go. So what changed my mind? Well, I was aware that part of the reason for feeling like a fraud was because I still had issues that I needed to deal with, issues that I'd mentioned earlier, like evolution and losing people that we love. I did a lot of reading and I asked a lot of questions, people at church, people outside of church, and that helped hugely. That gave me a more balanced view and addressed some of the issues that I had. But I think more importantly, I learnt to say that it was okay not to have all the answers. It was all right to say, I don't understand, but I'm going to trust God anyway. I also had a really inspirational conversation with a friend driving back from an evening in Wolverhampton, which, if you've ever spent an evening in Wolverhampton, you need an inspirational conversation. You're not in Wolverhampton now. I explained what I've just explained to you, really, and after listening, he replied, "But what you have is real faith. You haven't felt God, and you're still willing to believe." Wow. He also went on to say that baptism was part of the journey, not the conclusion to it. And really, if baptism was the conclusion to the journey, then none of us here would have been baptized. We're still all on that journey. And that really touched me. That really hit home. So here I am. I've still got questions unanswered. I still feel I've got a long journey in front of me, but I have faith in God. And at the end of the day, that's really all I need.
Amen.